Blog Talk Radio. Verse 15. And the mean men shall be down, and the mighty men shall be humbled. And the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. So humble means Lord. God does lofty means glory or tall or higher. The Lord of hosts shall be exalted. That means he will be brought with high rank in judgment. And God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. I have read to you out of Isaiah chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. May our Father in heaven increase your knowledge and bring your mind to do what is right according to the our Father, well, the Heavenly Father. Let's have a quick prayer. Excuse me, I have to belch. I'm always belching. I don't know why I start to belch whenever I do a program, but I either cough or belch or do something that I don't do while I am doing something else. I don't know why. Once I get started doing this program, my body starts to act up in ways that I cannot control. I cannot control a belch. If it wants to come, it comes. Let us sheep have a prayer. You say a prayer within your mind on your own, as well as I will say a prayer for us all. Father in heaven, thank you. This is the day that you have made, you Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. You know, the state of Hawaii is going through a natural disaster right now. Like there's a volcanic explosion and lava is just spewing out of the mountain, going down roads and destroying houses or whatever it will. Thank you for keeping that away from us in Detroit, Michigan, again, as well as chemical disasters. We sheep praise you and thank you for allowing us to have our right mind and excellent health, and allowing us to have prosperity. We thank you in your surest name, better known as Jesus Christ. Thank you for all that you've done for us, dear Father, your protection of us. Thank you. Let me introduce myself before we get into today's lesson, and that will be in Job chapter 42. That will be the last chapter in the book of Job. And I wanted to know what's so special about Job, and that we have found out that he was obedient. He was obedient to God, our Father in heaven. And that's the way we are supposed to be. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday, everyone. Well, happy Friday evening to you all. Better known, the day begins, the following day begins in the evening time. So this is the beginning of Sabbath in the evening time. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember and keep that day holy. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, where you are to keep this Sabbath holy. So if you're going out to have a good time tonight, remember, It is the Sabbath, and you are to keep it holy. I suppose you're going to do holy dancing all night or whatever, and reading scriptures out of the Bible. Well, remember, sheep, I want you to have your three P's ready. They are your pen, paper, and your pencil. Just in case you might want to jot scriptures that I may tell you to write down for references. And hopefully I will tell you something that you do not already know. For instance, I read to you out of, I was thinking some, but I read to you, I think, out of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, in the 14th verse, or the 4th verse. Let me see what I read to you. I read to you out of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Now, let's start reading Job chapter 42, I believe. And then I intend to read something else for your hearing. I'm always telling you to read something, and sometimes I just don't think that you do that. And I intend to read it to you after I read to you what is said in this last chapter of Job. It says, "Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from you, from thee. Who is he that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare unto thee." Declare means to. That is to say abroad or let them know what you want to say, or you want to tell them what he wants to, what you want him to hear. "I have heard of thy hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhorred," and that means to hate or detest or despise myself, "and repent in the dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Elizabeth the Termonite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, and ye have not spoken of me the things that is right, as my servant Job hath. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go by to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job will pray for you. For him will I respect, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the things which is right, like my servant Job." Elizabeth the Termonite, and Belbed the Shulite, and Zophar the Nephamite went and did according as the Lord had commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there upon him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before him, before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned, and bemoan is to like feel sorry, that sorrowful, or lament him, and comfort him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Well, I think the devil brought that upon Job. Our Father allowed the devil to bring those bad things upon Job. So it says all those things that the Lord had brought on him. Our Father allowed the devil to bring those things on Job. Every man also gave him a piece of money, every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginnings, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yokes of oxen and 1,000 she asses. And of course, she asses are donkeys, if you don't know. But you sheep are so smart, you probably knew that she asses are donkeys. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. So if he gave them twice as much, he probably had 14 sons and 6 daughters instead of the 7 daughters and the 7 sons that he had, as well as 3 daughters. Verse 14, and he called their names on the first, Jemima, and the name of the second, Kiza, and the name of the third, Karen Hepach. And in all he had were no woman found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance. Let me say that again. And all of the land were no woman found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. And that is the reading of chapter 42. Now, I think that reading about Job, we did learn some things, like in the beginning, our father had called his sons together, and guess who shows up with his son? I think that will be like in chapter 1. And he asked his Satan, Satan showed up. So I'm thinking that Satan, he showed up among his sons. And I'm trying to find out where that is in Job chapter 1. Answered our father, saying that he had gone to and fro, seeking who he could defile. That's where our father said, "Have you considered my son Job?" And so Satan went about seeking Job, and he put all these curses on Job because he had challenged our father, saying that Job would curse him, and he did not. Job did not curse him. We found out that Job stood his ground, and that's the way we are supposed to be. We believe in God. We believe in him wholeheartedly and not anyone else. Now, I want to start reading to you. We're going to leave Job and go to Leviticus chapter 11. I tell you all to read that from time to time, and I don't believe that you do, and that's why I want to read it to you. Let's start reading Leviticus chapter 11. That's in the Old Testament. It is spelled Leviticus chapter 11. Let's start reading. Let me start reading in chapter 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying unto them, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts that you shall eat among all the beasts of." I read that wrong. Let me read it again. "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parent the hoof and is cloven footed and chewed the cud among the beasts, that you shall eat. Nevertheless, these things you shall not eat of them that chewed the cud, or of them that divided the hoof, as the camel and he chewed the cud, but not the hoof. He is unclean unto you, so his hoof is not divided. The coney, and a coney is a rabbit, because he cheweth the cud, but divided not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the hare, because divided, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. The swine, though he divided the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you." So what is it that you don't understand about eating, about not eating the rabbit or the swine? Our Father in heaven has told, has had the prophet to put in writing the things that you are not to eat because they are unclean to you. Of their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. So what do you not understand? Don't eat the hare, and as well, or the rabbit, as well as the pig. Those things are unclean. It also tells you, these shall you eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever has fins and scales. in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers. Of them ye shall all that have not fins and scale in the seas and the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination to you. An abomination is that's hated, or you should hate them, or you should detest them. Verse 11, they shall not, they shall be an abomination unto you, and you shall not eat their flesh, but ye shall leave their carcasses in abomination. You shall hate them or detest them. Whatsoever has no fins or scales in the water, that shall be an abomination unto you. So what do you fish? You're not supposed to eat that. It does not have fins and scales. A catfish does not have fins and scales. Neither shrimp or clam. You're not supposed to eat those things. Let me see how many more minutes I have left. I have 2 minutes left. You're not, and it says, verse 13 says, and these things which shall have an abomination among the fowl, they are not to be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, the ossicking, vulture, and the kite, after his kind, even the raven after his kind, and owl, or the night hawk, and the cock cow, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the corant. A corant is a bird, and the great owl. Let me say a closing prayer always. When we are asleep, as we travel through the day to get our work done, our jobs done, thank you. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name I pray, bless us. Thank you. In Jesus' name, or Yeshua's name. Listen, I want you to go to Amazon and buy The Passing, A Broken Plant, and The Unseen by Sondra Harris. That's Sondra Harris, Harris. Yes, I do want you to make me a rich woman. Listen, also the 12 tribes of Israel are the dark-skinned tribes. His sons, again, Americans, Benjamin, the West Indian blacks, Levi, the Haitians, Ephraim, those are the Puerto Ricans, Manasseh, the Cubans, Dominicans, Nebulon, the Guatemalan and Panama, also known as the Mayan, Gad, the Native American Indian, Reuben, those are the Seminole Indian, Asher, the Columbia, to Uruguay, the Aztecs, Asher, those are the Mexican Aztecs, and Naphtali, those are Chileans. Well, I want you to be with me next week to learn more about what's coming up.
of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
Down.
And I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on.
That's it, thanks. I think we got to walk
on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation.
That's what we want.
Lift up our